Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
On today's Smart 7, government pledges crackdown on China cyber attacks, UN calls for ceasefire in Gaza, and lots more. It's Tuesday, 26th of March, it's Epilepsy Awareness Day, and happy birthday, Keira Knightley.
The Smart 7. It's news, but not the news.
Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is facing yet another by-election after suspended Tory MP Scott Benton quit on Monday. It'll take place on May 2nd, alongside the local elections in his Blackpool South constituency. But Rishi's focus was further afield on Monday, as he headed up a concerted effort to tackle Chinese cyber attacks on the British electoral system. Security services confirmed that China was behind a cyber attack on the UK Electoral Commission in 2021, which saw them gain access to details of 40 million voters. Deputy PM Oliver Dowden told MPs that the Chinese attempts were not successful and that the UK has improved its cyber defences since. Rishi says that China's attacks are unacceptable.
The situation now is that China is behaving in an increasingly assertive way abroad. I mean, it represents an epoch-defining challenge and also the greatest state-based threat to our economic security. So it's right that we take measures to protect ourselves.
He still refused to formally label China a threat to the UK's security, despite calls from prominent MPs who were also targeted. Labour's Joe Stevens says that Labour will take the threat from China seriously.
We need a new strategy, which we have long been calling for, to tackle state threats. Closer working between the Home Office and the Foreign Office to coordinate the UK's strategic response to this growing threat.
Monday saw the UN Security Council finally pass a motion that demands an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. It came after the US abstained, marking the first time since the war began 5 months ago that there's been a concerted effort by the Security Council to pause hostilities. The US's UN Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenwood says that America is working hard to close a deal in the background, but that it is Hamas who have caused the delay.
We're getting closer to a deal for an immediate ceasefire, but we're not there yet. Now, let's be clear. A ceasefire could have come about months ago if Hamas had been willing to release hostages.
Israeli PM Netanyahu lashed out after the vote, cancelling a planned Israeli delegation to the White House next week and saying that the US has abandoned its policy in the region to the UN, but he and his government are now under increasing pressure. UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres was also speaking out while in Jordan, denouncing the Israeli decision to block food and aid deliveries to the refugees in northern Gaza.
The decision not to allow UNRWA's convoys to northern Gaza, where we have a dramatic starvation, is totally unacceptable. And those that took that decision must assume the responsibility facing history.
Russia has been steadily upping its attacks on Ukraine in the last week, with strikes on Lviv, Kyiv, and Odessa. A ballistic missile struck the centre of Kyiv on Monday morning, with no time to sound the alarms, and there are fears that the situation is escalating. In the wake of the Moscow terror attack, which ISIS have claimed responsibility for, Vladimir Putin doubled down on his strategy to blame Ukraine. He did at least concede that Islamic State carried out the assault, but blamed the neo-Nazi Kyiv regime, saying it was part of a pattern of attacks on Russia. Ukrainian MP Lesia Vasilenko says it's clear that Putin is plotting to use the attack to ramp up his war on Ukraine.
It's going to be a new wave of mobilization in Russia, meaning that more soldiers, more Russian men will be sent to the front lines. This will further Russia's aggression, possibly deeper into Ukraine.
Monday saw two significant New York court hearings for Donald Trump, the first in the so-called hush money case, which involved adult star Stormy Daniels and events that took place in the run into the 2016 election. Despite Trump's many objections, the case is going to trial and jury selection will now begin on April 15th. The other case on Monday saw Donald escape potential financial ruin as he failed to raise a $500 million bond, required to appeal his New York fraud case. However, a five-judge panel reduced the bond to a mere $175 million and gave him more time to find the money. Trump didn't sound particularly grateful and took the chance to hit out at the judge again.
So I greatly respect the decision, and I'll post either $175 million in cash or whatever is necessary within the 10 days. But Judge Ed Norton is a disgrace to this country, and this should not be allowed to happen.
Still to come on the Smart 7, Declan Rice gets the nod and Colin Farrell slips into an extraordinary role right after this.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back.
Tuesday night should see the final places decided for this summer's Euros. Wales face Poland, Ukraine face Iceland, and Georgia face Greece in a battle for the last spots in the tournament. It's been quite a laid-back international week otherwise, with two England games, including the 1-0 loss to Brazil on Saturday and Tuesday night's friendly against Belgium. Manager Gareth Southgate has found himself with a somewhat experimental side due to injuries. To give Declan Rice the captain's armband on the occasion of his 50th cap for England, the Arsenal man was delighted.
Speechless, to be honest with you. I'm absolutely lost for words. I think when he said to me last night I was going to be captain, I gave him a hug, shook his hand and said, you know, thank you very much. Since I've first come into the team, he's always made me feel at home. So on my 50th cap to walk out of Wembley in front of my family, my friends, yeah, it's an absolute honour.
You probably know Margaret Qualley as an actress. She was in The Leftovers, had the title role in the Netflix series The Maid, for which she got a Golden Globe nomination, and she starred alongside Emma Stone in Poor Things. Now she's out promoting the new Ethan Coen movie Drive Away Dolls, but she also has a secret life as a music video director. She's married to Taylor Swift's writing and producing partner Jack Antonoff, who, when he's not busy with Taylor, has his own band called Bleachers. Margaret told Seth Meyers what it was like to direct her husband's music video.
I like had an idea of how I would want it to be shot and then ended up directing it myself. But like, I'm not a director.
He's barely in the video.
I gave him a cameo. I came up with the plot, which was that he would watch me dance for basically the entire duration of the song. And at the end, I'd be like, there he is.
Matt Reeves' Batman starred Robert Pattinson in a dark and gritty movie that was a hit at the box office and is expected to get two sequels, the first of which will land in 2026. The movie featured two Irish actors, Colin Farrell and Barry Keoghan, as an early incarnation of the Joker. Now, Colin is sitting back into the makeup chair to become completely unrecognisable as Oswald Cobblepot, better known to you and me as The Penguin. An eight-part series will dive into Gotham's underworld in a show that Farrell describes as really dark and heavy. It's due to drop in the autumn.
When I was a kid, there was a gangster. When I'm 14 or something, he has a heart attack and dies. In my neighbourhood, they throw a parade in his honour. Can you imagine to be remembered like that?
You've been listening to The Smart 7. We'll be back tomorrow at 7 a.m. Hit that follow button and have a great day. Give us 7 minutes, we'll give you the world.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.